A little bit earlier on in the show, I spoke to advocate Paul Hoffman from Accountability Now about Judge John Kloppe, and I've been asking whether or not he should resign, whether he should step down from his job. And Sammy Ram saying on Twitter, Advocate Hoffman is correct. The matter has reached half time. We must brace ourselves for the second half. Extra time and possibly tiebreaker or penalty shootout. Sure, this Kloppe matter's been running for like a decade already. Can you imagine if we've still got to go through a second half and a penalty shootout as well? Let me know what you think about that one. The ANC Youth League's National Youth Task Team, it held its first meeting in Benoni in Ekurhuleni at the weekend. And the resolutions taken at the meeting do have a direct bearing on how the ANC Youth League will be re-established. So top officials, including the party's president, Cyril Ramaphosa, its secretary general, Ace Magashule, they've met with that 34-member team. And the ANC Youth League NYTT, that National Youth Task Team, held a media briefing today to communicate those resolutions. We're speaking now to Sizofila Mkize, who is the spokesperson. Sizofila, thank you very much for your time today. How was your first meeting this weekend?
Well, greetings to you, Mandy, and greetings to the listeners. We had our first meeting, which was very, very productive, as the team, 34 of us, including the leadership of provinces of the ANC. Like, first day was about induction, where we received for induction from Comrade Helena Mbante, and we then took resolutions in the Youth League on how we are going to revive the Youth League and how we're going to re-establish structures. You will know that we are here today because there was an outcry of young people saying that processes are led by people who are not members of the ANC Youth League because of age, people who have aged. So we've taken that particular resolution to say in establishing structures of the ANC Youth League, we're going to take into consideration the principle that has been taken by the ANC to say people who are going to participate on how we revise structures are going to be members of the ANC Youth League, so that 14 to 35 people of age. So we established the working committee again, and there is a general consensus amongst ourselves that we need to focus at the task at hand, which is to revive and bring back the voice of the ANC Youth League.
There is still quite a bit of concern around factionalism filtering down from the mother body. The Young Communist League of South Africa is saying it pledges support to you, but it is cautioning against this factionalism. How important was this issue at the weekend?
We agreed that we can't allow ourselves to degenerate because of factions in the ANC. And we expressed that we're not happy with the way the ANC is conducting its meetings. We are not happy with the way that we're not happy with the level of discussion in the MEC of the ANC. As a result, we even say that Comrade Tony Nyembeni and Comrade Enoch Godongwana must be taken to disciplinary hearing because of the voice notes that were flying around and the level of pettiness in the NEC of the ANC. We're saying we're not going to be part of the squabbles, but we want to be part of the solution to the factionalism that seems to be tearing the ANC apart. We're not going to take an aside, but we're going to, in principle, not allow the ANC to falter, not allow the ANC to degenerate in the manner that it is happening. We're seriously not happy with the NEC of the ANC. We think that really what they are doing and the manner in which they treat each other, you have comrades of the NEC of the ANC just write whatever they want to write on Twitter, get in the meetings of the NEC and shout at each other, insult each other. We can't be having an NEC of the ANC that behaves like school kids, like children. Like, you can't have an NEC meeting that looks like some crutch naughty corner.
Indeed, and it's good to hear the ANC Youth League finding its voice on this issue again. Just lastly, Sizofila, what about the issue of the disbandment of the structures in provinces and regions? What are you doing around that?
So we are going to receive a comprehensive report from the previous NYHT as the working committee, And then we're going to be looking at how to re-establish structures. There are structures that have been in place, like provincial structures that have been in place for 7 years. We need to look at that. We need to look at the age of the provincial structures, leadership. Those who are over 35, of course, can't be forming part of the re-establishment of the AD. So I cannot, we're not calling it disbandment, we're calling it restructuring, because there are those members that are still within the age, and we can't deal with them. We can't deal with them away. They need to form part as well of the re-establishment of the structures, because they still fall within the age restriction. So we had agreed that in principle we must be able to restructure provinces and regions. But of course, when we do that in the next working committee meeting, we'll then communicate to the members of the media, to the society at large, on which province, what changes have we effected in whatever province. We'll be able then to communicate what is it that we are going to do in whatever province, whatever region, as far as it relates to the issue of reconstructuring, as we call it, because we do not want to call it a disbandment. It's not like we're saying we must disband a structure. There are comrades that are going to bring back to me still within the age restriction of the ANC.
Sizo Pila, we have to leave it there. Sizo Pila Mkize, the ANC Youth League. So that's the National Youth Task Team, a spokesperson there. They held their first meeting at the weekend. And strong comments there saying that they can't have an NEC that behaves like kids at a creche. What do you think about that one?